If you're in your car right now, I hope you have your eyes on the road. It is illegal in Washington State to text and to drive, but it's not illegal to send an email or check Facebook while you drive. Some state lawmakers think that's a problem. A bill in the state Senate would expand our distracted driving law. It would ban all use of handheld devices with the exception of dashboard navigation systems. The question is, can a law really change your driving habits? Dr. Beth E. Bell is a trauma expert at Seattle's Harborview Medical Center. She's done research on distracted driving, and she says she sees the consequences of it all the time.
Drivers who are clearly not paying attention and not scanning their environment. And I've also taken care of individuals who themselves, either pedestrians or horseback riders, or other folks who are engaged in talking or texting, and it results in an injury. So when you do my job day in, day out, you get the opportunity to think about how you might prevent these injuries in the first place.
How effective do you think distracted driving laws actually are?
I think that distracting driving laws work, but any law is going to work only to the degree that it's understandable to people and can be enforced. So if you consider our current law, there are a number of areas which make no sense and should be corrected. As an example, our current law talks about having your phone to your ear. Well, there is nothing safer about putting your phone on a speaker mode and waving it around your chin level. There's nothing safer about that. In addition, our law talks about texting, but is not specific about any other use of the phone. And the police officers tell us, they pull folks over, and folks say, oh, no, I wasn't texting, I was checking my stock trades. Oh, I wasn't texting, I was checking my email. And from my perspective at Harborview, from their perspective on what they see on the streets, this is putting other people at risk. So the law is intended to close those loopholes that we would all agree make no sense.
If people, as we know, are very addicted to these smartphones, these devices that are these little computers in our pockets, what are some ways beyond changing the law that would help people break the habit of using them while they drive?
Well, I think the law is an important first step. We saw this with seatbelt use. You know, most people knew they should wear their seatbelts, and they did much of the time. But having a clear law has really pushed us to a level where folks wear their seatbelts here. And now it's just what we do. So the law does play an important role in adjusting the norms. Also, I think the law helps us to solve some of the problems that we may have with the fact that your phone rings and just takes your attention away. So if somebody feels like, wow, I got pulled over, I got a warning, I got a ticket, I don't want to have that happen to me anymore, so I am now going to invest in a hands-free system. I'm now going to not text anymore in the car. I'm going to have a conversation with my family to say, if you send me a text in the car, you can expect to wait until I get home to get it. There are also some nice programs and systems in place. I mean, the same technology that can put us at risk, it can work for us. So there's some very nice systems in place that you can subscribe to. They know when you're moving. They can send a message to the folks who text you to say, Beth's in her car. She'll get back to you when she stops or is in a safe place. So I think that the law will help all of us and companies adopt solutions that will make it safer for us to have our great phones, which we all love, and be able to drive safely without putting other people at risk.
Are there any other challenges, you think, to drivers giving up that habit?
Well, there are challenges to it, yes. As you mentioned, there's a compulsive aspect to answering your phone. We all recognize that. And so do the phone companies. And as it's evolved, texting rises to the top of your phone, right? And it can stop whatever you're doing, whether you're in a restaurant having a conversation or at home at the dinner table or you're in the car. So I think there's just something in general for us as humans to pay some attention to how our phone should be working for us, and we should not be working for the phone. But on the other hand, I love the technology of it. So I think it's an area where we need to just learn. We need to also learn to make decisions that are sensible. We're all as humans needing to make these adjustments. But having a clear law is a helpful guideline as to what we can do. An example may be having a drink of wine, right? You can have a couple drinks of wine and have dinner at your home. You may not want to have a couple drinks of wine and now get into your car.
Mm-hmm.
And so we as people have figured that out. And we've seen big reductions in the rate of drunk driving. But we didn't figure that out just because a light bulb came on. We figured that out because we started to have clear and enforceable laws that prohibit impaired driving.
And you believe that process is underway now with the use of phones in cars?
I do believe it's underway. There's a lot of attention to it. And most drivers, you know, we know it's risky. And most of us are irritated by what we see around us every day. Anybody who's on the road a lot has experiences week in and week out of somebody moving into their lane, somebody stopped at the light and not turning, and you're trying to figure out, are they going to go, are they not going to go? We all as drivers have the situation. And we all as drivers also wait in traffic jams that when you finally get past the wreck on the side that's in the middle of nowhere, you have to ask yourself, how is it that these two people collided here?
Mm-hmm.
There's no on-ramp. There's no off-ramp. We're just all driving home. You tell me how those folks collided there. And many of these collisions are probably due to the sorts of behaviors where folks think, well, it's a little bit slow. I'm going to try to multitask my life. And lo and behold, they hit somebody. And now the rest of us are 30 minutes late getting home. So I think we as drivers, we appreciate the burden, both the serious burden, which is what I see at Harborview, and the time burden, which impacts us all. And I think, frankly, we're tired of it.
Bottom line, if this law passes, do you believe that you will see a decrease in accident victims in your trauma center?
If this law passes, I am positive we will see fewer trauma patients than we would have had the law not passed. And I say that because the technology is growing so rapidly. The things you can do on your phone are increasing at such a rapid pace that if we do nothing, we will see an increase in crashes. And this is the trend that's going to go counter to all the other traffic safety trends that we've seen.
Dr. Bethy Bell is a trauma expert at Harborview Medical Center. A bill in the state Senate right now would expand distracted driving laws in Washington State. Dr. Ebell testified in favor of that bill earlier this week.